Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. India's electricity generation in the first 15 days of August rose for the first time since early March, provisional government data has shown, as the country opened up industries and lifted restrictions to control the spread of coronavirus. Power generation rose 2.6% in the first 15 days of August compared with the same period of last year. The latest labour market update by LinkedIn on the hiring trends based on its economic graph shows that between April and June, hiring in the country increased by 35%, while the overall hiring activity is still down 15% year-on-year as of end June. The slow recovery is coming on the back of bottom hit in April when the hiring declined by 50% year-on-year. Kiran Majumdar-Shaw, chairperson and managing director of Biocon, announced in a tweet that she has tested positive for COVID-19. Taking to the social media platform, the billionaire entrepreneur said that she has developed mild symptoms. Oracle Corporation has held preliminary talks with TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance and was seriously considering buying the app's operations in the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, the Financial Times reported. Twitter Inc. had approached ByteDance to express interest in acquiring the US operations of TikTok, while Microsoft Corporation was still the favorite to clinch a deal in the race. The Lufthansa Group on Monday expressed confidence that air travel demand to and from India remains high despite the COVID-19 lockdown disruption, as it welcomed the bilateral air bubble agreement, which allowed Germany's largest airline to resume flights from India last week. Tea production in India is expected to fall to multi-year low in the current year. Production is likely to fall by 37% to 878,000 tons on account of the coronavirus-induced nationwide lockdown and the torrential rains in the northern part of the country. Citigroup is trying to recover almost $900 million it mistakenly paid to cosmetic firm Revlon's lenders. Citigroup reportedly called it a clerical error. The payment error took place after UMB Financial sued Revlon on behalf of certain dissenting lenders, including Brigitte Capital Management and HPS Investment Partners. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.